Hello everyone, this is Dr. Lewis Blevins of Pituitary World News podcasting to you today from California, where we're having a break in the rain and I can see blue skies out there. It's kind of nice for a change. We don't get rain much during the spring, summer, and autumn months. It usually comes around November and finishes sometimes around April. So it's been nice to have the rain, but I like to see the blue sky too. At any rate, today I'm joined by Jorge Facinetti, who you all know is one of the co-founders of Pituitary World News and one of my favorite people to chat with. Welcome, Jorge.
Thank you. Yes, nice to see blue skies for a change, no? Always good to be with you to share valuable information with another interesting podcast.
Thanks for joining me today. This is a very important topic. In this day and age where we all have screens either in front of us, in our hands, or pockets, or pocketbooks, or whatever.
Well, yes, definitely. They're all over the place. I think our lives have been taken over by screens. I would say screens have been mostly positive, though. But I do think that we should put them down more often. So why don't you tell us about our subject today?
Well, Jorge, as you know, I do telemedicine visits as part of the practice at University of California, San Francisco. And I'll be doing a podcast in the near future about my experiences. As you and I discussed, we wanted to sort of get the patient perspectives and perceptions about telemedicine. And we submitted this survey, and we're here to discuss the results and inform our listeners about those particular results, as many of them not only played a role in this, but some of the information that we gleaned from the study will be useful to all of our listeners, whether they played a role in the survey or not.
That was a great survey. I am glancing at the responses. We had 118 respondents that answered most of the questions and gave us ample information to arrive at, so we are able to arrive at some conclusions and really identify some of the areas for further attention, education and work, both at the patient and the physician level, and perhaps also at the community level.
Yes, I was pleased to see 118 respondents. That's tremendous, and that certainly gives us a pretty good across-the-board idea of what's going on the patient side of matters in regards to telehealth.
Interestingly, I noticed 69% of respondents were from the United States, but we also had respondents from all over the world, and it's nice to see Pituitary World News reaching patients all over the world. These responses come from Great Britain and Australia, Brazil, Italy, South Africa, and a few other places, which is great to see.
I noticed on the survey results that only 54% of patients had ever heard of telemedicine, and surprisingly, only 18% had participated in a telehealth visit.
Yes, you know, I was also really surprised. I thought that 54 awareness level and the 18% visitation level would have been higher. It really confirms that this is a topic that needs to move to the forefront of medicine, especially today when information technology and communication technology is making it so easy to get, specialized services such as those for pituitary disease. Also, awareness and education, where it's not really readily available and it can help a lot of people.
You know, it's one of those things that I think patients should ask their physicians, and there's nothing like creating a need to lead to changes in behavior, and it may be that physicians will be interested in this too. The patients have to ask their physicians to review the laws and review with their entity, whether it be a big practice or a hospital-based or university-based practice, whether it's possible and feasible to proceed. But clearly, one way to get the word out there is through patient motivation and action. And perhaps this is one of the things that will happen as a result of this particular survey and the podcast.
Well, yes, I think we can play a big role in getting this information to patients and families and encourage discussions. The data, interestingly, also shows that we are at the early stages of development in telemedicine. And it appears that there is, like always, room to make it better and more effective. One of the interesting things that our survey results showed is that 71% of patients who had had telemedicine visits were satisfied with their visits, while 19% were not. And that in and of itself is an interesting number. And yet another 10% were uncertain as to whether they were satisfied with their visit. And here's another interesting point. Only 71% of respondents felt that the needs of the visit were actually accomplished by the telemedicine visit, leaving really some doubt about how effective it was.
I found that data to be very interesting as well, and you know, I'm not surprised. The satisfaction scores are somewhat lower than I think the average scores that physicians would have after face-to-face encounters. So clearly there's some work to be done, and it may be that we need to refine the purposes of the visit and what can be accomplished, and to set expectations that the physician may have and to manage the expectations of patients as well, so that we can strive to achieve a higher proportion of satisfied patients and probably also satisfied physicians who are participating in telemedicine visits. So we have some work to do. And I'll cover some of my thoughts about those issues at a later date when I do the podcast relating my experience with telemedicine.
One of the things that the survey illustrates is that even though not everyone is satisfied with the results of the visits, all respondents felt that the visits were easy to accomplish. So it doesn't appear that there are any technological barriers to perform those visits with current technology, which I may add, it is improving constantly in this day and age.
Very good points. And it speaks more to the fact that we truly need to figure out what we should expect from a telemedicine visit and strive to achieve that to increase the patient satisfaction in the actual process. In the physician survey, one of the things that we learned is that a number of those physicians who responded are still concerned about reimbursement issues. And it was interesting to learn that only about 61% of patients related the fact that they felt the insurance had covered their visit. 5% didn't know, but the remainder of those folks said no, indicating that the encounter with a physician was not covered by insurance. And
well, I agree with you. Clearly, I think that we've learned as we dive ourselves into telemedicine, and really highlighted by our survey, that further work is needed in this area of compensation. And there needs to be a dialogue established between patients and physicians, insurance carriers, third-party payers, government entities, etc. But I also think that as more people become aware and interested, these conversations are just going to occur, and we can help move this subject to the front burner, so to speak.
In fact, just over half of our respondents didn't know if their locality within which they reside had laws that applied to telemedicine and telehealth. And about half of the respondents didn't know whether or not telemedicine was even available in their community. So clearly, education is of paramount importance.
I agree. Communication and education is critical, so people, patients, physicians are aware, and these services can be performed effectively and efficiently. So I think vehicles like Pituitary World News that can effectively inform can really help accelerate the development and implementation of these services. But let me ask you this. So were you surprised about what we learned in the survey?
In fact, yes, I was a bit surprised in regards to several different bits of information that we learned from conducting this survey. First, that only a really small proportion of people had ever participated in a telehealth visit. I think that number needs to be higher. And as we discussed, we should have patients motivating physicians to provide this service. I was not entirely surprised about the level of patient satisfaction with telehealth visits. I would have to say, and I'll relate this later, that I'm not entirely satisfied with every telehealth visit that I conduct, but I still try to sort of take it upon myself to make sure that the patient's satisfied and their needs are met, whether I feel like I did an adequate job providing medical services or not. And I think that this survey indicates that we have work to do, not only as doctors, but also as patients, to improve the satisfaction rate or proportion of patients who are satisfied with these visits, to be able to justify this as a legitimate circumstantial form of the doctor-patient relationship. I am disappointed but not surprised about the rates of reimbursement that patients related, where only 61% felt that insurance covered their visit. Probably the majority of the remainders, the physician wasn't paid at all. I don't know if physicians are passing that cost on to patients or not, but this is another area of work, as we discussed, that needs to be done amongst physicians, patients, and third-party payers, government entities, etc.
Well, yes, we agree that the reimbursement issue is critical for the whole thing to work. As patients, I think we need to be mindful of the technology and learn what makes a telehealth visit effective so it really actually works. I think, like we discussed, there is a certain amount of education and advocacy that is needed for this to happen. Overall, I think this was a very good exercise and useful survey to shed some light on some of the central issues and allow us to be empowered to start working specifically on some of these problems to improve this special form of delivery of healthcare that will certainly become a part of the future. I have absolutely no doubt that that will happen.
I thought this was tremendous. You know, we've done several surveys in the past on all sorts of different things to obtain and gain insight from our listeners regarding their disease processes and other attitudes. And this one was just as successful as any other survey we've done. And I want to take the time to thank those of you who participated in this particular survey for providing your time and the information so that we can arrive at some of these conclusions. I want to welcome all of you listening to participate in future surveys that we at Pituitary World News will put forth.
Well, yes, these surveys, this one on telemedicine and the other ones that you've mentioned, are a great example about how the voice of the patient needs to be utilized to shape how these services are delivered. A great opportunity to get specialized knowledge and services earlier in the diagnosis process. And this would have a tremendous impact on helping diagnose people with pituitary disease earlier.
Once again, this is Dr. Lewis Blevins of Pituitary World News with Jorge Facinetti. Thank you for listening. We both wish you a wonderful holiday season and a tremendous new year.
Thank you for listening. Please stay connected and keep your questions and comments coming, because we all benefit from your participation. Thank you.